No, one of the things I like about this time of the year is it's so nice and mild.
We're not sweating our butts off like we normally are. No. Yeah.
It's just a very pleasant time of the year where you can, you know, rug up and watch TV and all that kind of thing.
Or you don't have to.
Most people, anyway.
So, admittedly, here on the Sunshine Coast, since pretty much the start of the week, maybe Sunday, it's gotten noticeably cooler. The mornings are quite fresh and crisp. You're seeing people, people are wearing cardies. Like you say, people are enjoying rugging up a little bit. Mm. This has made zero difference to my life. Because I, according to my lovely wife, am what is referred to as a polar bear.
A polar bear.
So basically somebody who refuses to accept that the weather has gotten any cooler and just continues on with their lifestyle. For example, I'm currently wearing thongs, shorts and a T-shirt. I've had that on all week long.
And you've been plunging yourself into the pool on the early
I've been having a swim in my pool at home most days.
The ceiling fan on at night. This is ridiculous.
So I've still, every night, unbroken, not even any of the allegedly cold nights, I've had the fan going still.
It's down at like 10 degrees at night at the moment.
Yeah, no, I'm sweating up. And I accept I'm warm-blooded, but it's very rare. Like, you've known me a long time. It's very rare to see me rugged up. I'm just a polar bear. The cold doesn't really worry me that much. The heat knocks me around, but the cold doesn't really affect
me. Well, even our office, you'll turn to me and say, is it hot in here?
Is it hot in here?
No, it's not.
Yeah, no, it's one of those weird things. Like, poor old Shannon's freezing because I've still got the fan, and I don't mean on low either. Like, it's still pumping out like it was 6 weeks ago in our bedroom. The other night, we had just gone to bed, and Shannon heard this little beep. And she goes, are you putting the air conditioning on? And I went, no. Beep. I had to turn it on. I'm going to put the air con on again. Maybe it's that last night or the night before. And then there's a lot of people, I reckon, who just live their lives like me, probably sweating most of the time, but the cold doesn't affect us.
I think the only time I've seen you in a jumper was when you showed me some photos of Queenstown in New Zealand.
Yeah, that's probably that's the only time in the last 15 years I've worn shoes.
Snow season.
Yeah. That's it. And I really liked it. I did like going to Queenstown a couple of times. And I actually got to go, oh, is this what it's like to be cold? Because it's nice to rug up. It's nice to put on a jacket or whatever it is and not feel like you're about to, possibly sweat through your shirt constantly. I actually really like the novelty of it. We want to know, do you live with a polar bear? Mm. Or maybe you're the polar bear in your house. Are you still putting the fan on at night? Are you still rolling around in shorts and a T-shirt? And it seems to be invariably us polar bears tend to marry people or partner ourselves up with people who are the direct opposite.
Yeah.
They're all the ones who are freezing to death constantly. 1-300-468-911. Are you like me or is the person you're married to in the same category? Do you live with a polar bear?
Give us a call, polar bears or people who live with polar bears. 1-300-468-911.
In Maroochydore, Joe, how are you, mate?
No, not too bad.
My friend, are you a polar bear?
Yes. Years ago, I shaved my leg and my back. And I was freezing.
Oh, so you took your fur off.
Yeah, that's it.
So you reckon, you said you shaved your legs and your back.
What, to cool down?
Firstly, how flexible are you? did it make a huge difference to how cool you were?
I was freezing. That's why females, I think, are always cold because they're...
Shaved legs. Yeah. And I think the question we've all got to wonder now, Joe, how hairy was your back if it made you cold?
Have you seen a polar bear?
It was like a mohair
suit. So you've yetied up again, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Have you grown the fur back, mate? Yeah.
That'll come back for you.
Yeah, no, it comes back thicker and curlier than before. Joe, good to see you still sporting the fur, mate. Have a great afternoon.
Okay. Joe might be onto something there because we are hairy men.
That does make a lot of sense. Mm. In Karoi, Jacko, how are you, mate?
I'm very well, gentlemen. How are you?
Mate, very well. Are you a polar bear?
Mate, I am, but I also live with someone who's, I'm convinced, a lizard, because my wife, regardless whether it's 40 degrees or 20 degrees, she sits at home with a blanket and a jumper on, door shut, window shut, and doesn't even put the jumper on.
Wow.
Yeah, I am a Victorian by blood, and, you know, like you, Nugo, the same thing. Very hot-blooded.
But it's right, though, Jack. I reckon we do seem to pair up with people who go the other way, because Shannon's the same way. Shannon's always cold. Jacko, we were just talking before to Joe. He said he's a polar bear. He shaved the back and the legs, cooled right down. Is that an option for you, brother?
Mate, it is. I am like Chewbacca the Wookiee.
Jacko would look like a seal. It'd be terrifying. Is that Jacko? Dear sweet God. He shaved everything. It's worth a go. Jacko, you have a great afternoon. Thanks for your call.
No worries. See you next week.